All right. Stick around to the very end of the podcast. Like the traditional thing we started doing a while back, after the podcast close jingle, you'll be able to check out a really cool interview with Jake Owen. Again, that's right after the podcast jingle. And thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts as we are doing the podcast sponsored by our friends at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba. They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba, the podcast.
I was sorting a lot of the Travis Tritt stuff in the back. Oh! Just doing all that. I was like, all great. I am like Travis Tritt 2.0.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
2.0. Whoa. Yeah.
See ya. Bye.
Have a guy. Bye.
I thought that was me talking. Like, it was me talking.
You're like, wait, that was weird. Yeah, we had a guy we were hanging up with the other day, and I'm going to shorten this later, but I had to put it in there. We were hanging up with him, and it became a gold because instead of saying, have a good day, guy, he just said, have a guy. Watch.
See ya. Bye.
Have a guy. Bye.
Have a guy.
Have a guy, bye.
Yeah, he got a little, he went, oh, and he
people
knew.
Nervous. They get
he
nervous.
Knew. Yeah. As soon as he went, have a guy, bye.
See ya, bye.
Have a guy, bye.
Thought about that all day, dude.
And now he's made the podcast.
And he's like, awesome. But you know what? It was a one-time thing, and it's gone.
Yeah,
it's never going to be played.
Out of mind.
I mean, what kind of jerks would sit there and replay that?
Just keep playing it, and then tell
him, bye.
Yeah.
Have a guy.
Have a guy is all it's gonna say.
It's kind of like when you when someone says, all right, man, have a great day, and you say something that doesn't work.
Or the worst is like when you're at the airport and you're going through security and it's the security person and they go, have a great flight, and you go, you too. And you're just like, I am such an idiot.
Yes.
What do you think of the prototype? What do you like? You like the all white?
How'd you get a prototype?
Well, I had these made. Remember, it's like the purple ones and all that. We had a couple like.
Did you
prototypes.
Already get them in?
No, this is from the last thing of prototypes that we poo pooed and said, no, we're not going to do those.
Oh,
but
I like
found
it.
It was in the closet, and I'm like, man, this looks good.
It's pretty slick.
Yeah, all white. Big D and Bubba 17 hat with just the black 17 breaking it up.
Looks good. Like if you're gonna go golfing,
it's a very formal thing. It looks like this. This looks
a formal.
This looks like formal wear.
This is like formal ball.
But we're talking about Bubba. So.
This is me dressed up, yo. I'm just saying.
100%.
I just the bad thing is it'll get dirty, and I think that's why we actually said no to it was because we were worried it would get dirty too fast.
Yeah, the worst is when you have like a black hat and it gets really sweaty.
But the sweat, that's how you know it's a good hat.
Yeah, but you know, when you're going to try and wear it to church, it's just not.
I can't wear this.
Who wears a hat to church?
It's a joke. My church will let you wear hats now, man. Gosh. It's weird. It's, like something that happened right probably like the year and a half, 2 years before COVID, like you'd start seeing people wearing hats, not ball caps, but they would wear like fedoras and like hipster hats.
When my grandfather went to church, men wore hats, but
not
they take them off. They take them off,
that
right? Exactly.
True.
No, these people wear them the whole time.
You're going to would Justin Timberlake go into your church?
It's a
hipster
thing.
You got Bruno Mars there.
That's what they think they are.
Yeah, that's weird.
They go in and they have like fedoras and just like
so
bowler hats. And
we have a guy at our church who. He doesn't do it now, but for like 2 years, the guys who get off the giant wheeled bicycles? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like it's got one giant wheel in the front.
And then the really small one.
Yeah.
And his
like 1918 bicycle.
He looks like he rode one of those to church, and his sleeves are rolled up. And
does he have a handlebar mustache?
Yes.
Oh, of course he does.
It's a handlebar mustache, and his hair is like, it's totally slicked back. Mm-hmm. Like it looks wet.
Like, it looks like George Clooney and Oh Brother Where Art Thou.
That's exactly who it looks like. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he has like a watch, like a pocket watch that's in his.
Of course he does.
It's like in his, I think it's in his shirt, and then it attaches, the chain goes and attaches to a button.
Carson has no patience for hipsters.
No.
None.
No. What is he, steampunk too?
And then we have
I like steampunk stuff.
One of the boys has a their dad, so he looks like he's got a big bushy. He looks like Patrick, kinda. He got a big bushy beard,
right?
Not as gray, but it's really bushy, and he wears his clothes are like jeans that are rolled up at the bottom. Like from the 50s?
Oh, yeah.
And then he wears...
like Doc Martens?
Yeah, whatever the shoes.
Big,
yeah,
shiny, like, patent leather
boots.
Yes,
yes, yes, yes.
With the big soles.
Yes. And then, yes, that's exactly it.
Yep.
And then he has, and then he wears his jeans and they're like really dark denim.
Yeah.
You know, that really dark denim. Mm-hmm. And in the back pocket, he has an oil rag.
Stop.
And he just, it just hangs, it hangs out.
You're lying.
I am not.
You are lying.
No, man. I know, because I said something about it. And he was like, oh, yeah, no, I just have that just for the look.
That's the problem. We know it's just
10
for the
bucks
look.
Says it's sewed into his pocket.
Maybe. And I was, and I was so shocked. I didn't know what to, I didn't know what to say. And he goes, oh, it's just for the look. And my brain's going,
poser.
My brain's going, what are you trying to do?
He wouldn't even know how to change his oil if it bit him.
No, I understand
that it is illegal and socially unacceptable for me to just punch people in the face, and yet find me someone that would convict me if I did that to that dude. Nobody. You'd be like, that's a punchable guy.
Yeah.
Carson has no patience for hipsters.
Punchable guy. That's
none.
I'm going to steal that. That is now how I'm going to justify things. I'm going to say, yeah, that's a punchable guy.
Yeah. PG. He's PG.
Punchable dude. Yeah. It's weird. Like, I don't know what happened, but like the hipster takeover of a church happened like 3 years ago. And it was really, really weird. They wear their shirt sleeves and they're rolled up. And, you know, they're all like, it's like, what are you doing? When did this happen?
It's the best, man.
Does your pastor just go, bless you all?
Well, they also changed the music director. They went from like the music director, like mom and dad's music director, to like this young hip person. And it's all rocked out now and stuff like that. But... I mean, it's good. It's good stuff. It's good church. It's all
I'm
that.
I'm so
but man,
puritanical. This is what being born and raised in New England does to you. It is not church if it's not an organ, and the lady sitting behind it looks like she died 9 years ago.
No.
That's who I'm looking for.
That's my lady, Miss Gloria, the church I grew up in, man.
Okay.
Miss Gloria looked like she was born in the 1800s. And for all I know, it was 1989, so she might have been.
Might have been.
Okay. And she played, and every now and then she'd be playing the organ. I still remember this. And she would just kind of, it would be a pause, but she would pause for a little too long, and like half the church would go, looking over at Gloria to make sure she didn't just keel over at the organ.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Big D. Big D is running all the video stuff right now for the video version of the podcast.
Oh,
and for those of you who are only listening online, since we moved it over to YouTube, Big D has been doing all the switching and the cameras and all that kind of stuff. And I just want to say you do a fantastic job.
Thank you, sir.
And it needs to be, there needs to be... Going back to the tip jar kind of thing, I'm just saying, we put out the Big D Venmo just saying, hey, I really appreciate the way you do your cameras.
Yep.
And then I it's a lot of work.
Bubba
and I know,
has just become a punchable guy.
Yeah.
Let me roll
go
up,
over there and just roll knock him shorts. In the face, Carson.
But you really don't like the being able to tip us.
I don't.
You and Patrick are both totally anti
and
that.
You know, there's a lot of people agreed with y'all. And we talked about it on the air. There were a lot of people who are like, this is gross.
Well, I thought it feels
tacky. Really tacky. Ick. Every time we talk about it.
Buy us a coffee is what I said. You know,
tacky.
And that's all you do is say, hey, buy us a coffee. Because we always
hear that?
Stop and
you don't hear that the how gross. Bad that sounds just
no, unfortunately.
It makes
I don't.
Me so icky. Yeah.
Well, you know what? We're not doing it because you guys that's the thing. That's
Yay,
the beautiful
Patrick.
Thing
Yay,
is
yes.
here is usually everything it's almost always gotta be a unanimous thing around here for all of us to be.
That's
in on.
Not even close
almost,
to true.
No, it's
no,
not
it's
almost
not.
I mean,
no.
Who's in
Bubba
the title?
So
Big D and Bubba. Like, we don't matter. It's fine.
Yeah, if Bubba and I want to do
does,
something
yeah,
like
you
that.
Not only
totally
that, Bubba does stuff without even asking us because he's running the board. Like, we don't get a say in 90% of what goes
now,
on.
Now, here's Bubba's move. Bubba's move is that Bubba's move is this. Hey, what do you can I get your ears on this? Yeah, what you got? He'll play it, and I'll go.
We will tell him.
Yeah, yeah. No, I wouldn't do that. He'll go. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah, I know I do that.
He
I know
it all. And then I've been listening to that line of crap.
And I say the same thing every time. I go, then why'd
you
even ask? Why'd you ask?
Every so often, though, I go, you know, you're right. Do I not every so often?
Every so often.
Yeah.
I actually took Patrick's advice on something 2 days ago.
Oh, gee.
I'm just saying. I'm like, I want to get your opinion because I don't know. You never know. Sometimes you hear it again. You go, no, it actually sounds good that way. And okay. Like, I'll play it for you. And I go, that sounds good. And you go, I don't like that. And I'm like, well, I like it. So.
Yeah, so
punchable guy.
So it's gonna say that.
Boy.
Well, the thing is, Bob. Usually, I mean, 9 times out of 10, Bob was right. It does sound good. You know, he's good at what he does. So he's asking. Usually, just as a, you know.
Sometimes it's an affirmation. Yeah. Sometimes I want to show off. There are some times where I'm like, y'all got to hear this.
Something this week? I forgot what it was. There was something that you're trying to get on the show. And you had like, oh, like I'm seeing the countdown. I'm like, oh, there's no way he's going to make this. And then poof, got it in. Now, I'm not talking about the one that you did, Patrick. That was a good one, too. But
that was amazing.
But there was one. It was like, he goes, and it got air. And it was like it was like half a second. It was like finished on the air. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I would be a mess.
That's one of those things you have to basically be in that mindset. You know, when we're doing the show and it's all live and everything's going on, you are literally on a clock and you can have dead air. And that's just in our world. We were brought up with the old school guys who actually played CDs and all the records and all that. Yeah. So dead air is like the cardinal sin. So, you know, it's really weird to have it. And that's why we don't do it very often, and hopefully it continues that way. But yeah, sometimes you're trying to get something in there, and you just have to commit. And you're like, I don't think I have enough time, but yeah. I'm going to try anyway and take the gamble.
Yeah, and you can't be kind of wishy-washy on it. You know, you're like, okay, I've decided, I'm in it, let's go. And yeah, I'm just sitting there. I don't, and I have no control. I have no idea what any of this stuff does. I used to kind of know, but anymore, I don't. It's...
Vivica asked me one time, what happens if two of you are, you know, or no offense to Carson, but if the three, because one of us will run the board, what happens if two of you are sick? I said, well, if I'm sick, Bub and D, they can handle it. They can, of course, do the show by themselves. And if D's sick, Bub and I can handle the show. And if Bub and I are both sick, I don't know what happens.
We're off the air.
Because D is really good
actually, that's
running
where
the conversation, but not running the board.
That's where Carson steps in and goes, D, I got this.
Yeah,
and then she takes D into her studio.
That's what I was about to say. D, we're going to have to go fit in my little shoebox. But
Carson has her own studio. She knows how to run the board in there.
Yeah. And so that's where she'll run it from if ever that happens.
I can barely run Bubba's board. Like
it's very overwhelming.
It also is a lot of paranoia from 20 years of him being, you know, somebody touched something.
I know when something is
so
off. Look, there was a weird time where somebody had pressed a program button on one that I could never figure out, and it was feeding back itself, and it was making this weird loop. And like I would go to put a little of this on there, and it would do that. Remember? And we fought against that for the longest time. Yeah. And now I fix it to where it never happens because somebody pressed a button. And I think, honestly, it was probably like the cleaning guy who comes in on Sunday nights and every week he dusts and does all the stuff. And I think he just, when he was dusting, pressed the button. And I thought something was wrong with the equipment. I'm like, why is there a feedback loop in here?
What is all this stuff behind you? I'm looking at your shot. There's an eagle. It looks like a the top of a vacuum cleaner and a bunch of boxes and a keyboard.
All right. Now, back there is – we do have the eagle. Thank you, Marianne. We have an eagle. I have a skateboard. There is – the thing that looks like the top of a vacuum cleaner is a – it's a tripod, a camping tripod.
Okay.
Like it folds up and you fit it in your backpack. And then I have a couple boxes of lighting and equipment and stuff like that for whenever we added the lighting for the podcast. And I need to just go put all that in the closet.
So, okay.
But But the eagle is
except
awesome.
The eagle. The eagle stays.
The eagle and the skateboard stays.
And then I go over to Carson's shot and I see a stuffed dog, and I see the reflection of our Christmas tree, and parts and lights from Bubba's light box that he has on his side because it's so cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go over to Patrick, and it's whiskey. I see whiskey for days.
I don't know if you can really see whiskey behind me, but God bless. I hope you can.
Yes, it's the whole thing.
You know what's
weird
is we played poker this week, and we finished two bottles of whiskey.
Well, which I ones? See where they were.
Which
I see
where there's
they
a were. Big hole in the shell.
Behind the Knob Creek over there and behind the Redneck Riviera.
And Tracy and I, when we were doing this week's show, finished a bottle of whiskey. So
you
three less bottles of whiskey.
Are you guys get sloshed when you're doing that show?
No. But I mean, there wasn't that much left in the bottle. But yeah, we finished the bottle.
Oh my God, you guys are I have to listen to it. I got to listen to it this weekend to see if I can pick up.
I actually like that show. If you have never listened, no, I'm actually very, very much a fan of it. Tracy Lawrence comes in and does a show called Honky Tonkin', and he does it here in our studio with Patrick. And it's just cool because they'll interview different people like y'all had, like everybody.
We had the Oak Ridge Boys and Marty Rabin and Ronnie Millsap.
So they
recently.
Get all these older people and they just come in and they start telling road stories. And then they play songs and sometimes
about
they're
the songs
taking and shots and it's just
no, it's
so cool.
When we don't have a guest, this is our seventh year. It started out as Tracy we'd get him all this information and he'd say stuff like, you know, all the way to number three back in 1985. That was fine, but he got bored of doing that. And then it just became Tracy coming in here and trying to make me laugh. And then it was like, okay, he's involving me in the conversation. And then I started trying to make him laugh. And now it's just devolved into me and Tracy trying to make each
Not
other
evolved,
laugh.
Not evolved, it's devolved?
Devolved, okay. Absolutely. It's. But you know what? It's the show that we want to do. So we talk about all the time, trying to make content that's entertaining. Mm. And it's entertaining.
It is. It's cool because, again, like you guys will start telling stories and then you'll have like Clint Black or somebody will be in there with you guys or Reba and she'll tell stories and it's just everybody just kind of out trying to story each other and it's fun. So if you haven't listened.
And we drink whiskey.
Find it on the radio. It's called
it's always
Honky
weird
Tonk
when
with
I have
Tracy
to,
Lawrence.
When I have to ask somebody's manager. So it's something in all my years of working with you guys, I never had to do. When I'm setting up an interview and go, and by the way, do they have some kind of alcohol problem or anything I need to know about? Is it going to be an issue if Tracy and I are drinking? Because we won't. Or should we involve, when Johnny Lee was in here, and Johnny Lee, I poured him a glass of whiskey, and I poured him a normal-sized glass of whiskey, and he looked at me and he goes, let me ask you a question. Who else is coming? and I was like, excuse me? He goes, keep pouring.
Pouring.
All right, dude. Uh-huh. He outdrank me and Tracy.
That's awesome.
That is
it
fantastic.
It was pretty great. And that interview just kept getting better and better the further we went. A good time.
Sometime this week, will you try and get the boys in for to talk some UFOs?
Low cash.
Yes.
Oh my
gosh. Sure.
Yes.
Because we're coming up on it, man.
I know.
It's coming up. You're starting to see it.
About UFOs.
Now you're seeing it more and more and more, man.
Why don't we do this? If you want to schedule them, get them in on like Friday. Maybe we can put them on the podcast too and then kind of really dive in. We could do both the show and the podcast.
I remember when the New York Times came out with the first article where it was saying, yes, from the Pentagon and from a military government contractor that, yes, we do have vehicles that were not made of this world.
Unidentified aerial phenomenon.
And I thought that was going to be huge. And it was nothing. No one cared.
Crickets.
No one cared. It was hardly covered on the mainstream Fox and CNN and whatnot. And then it gets written into this bill in December, a COVID bill, and it's to say, hey, in 180 days, we're going to release this stuff about what we know from our intelligence agencies in the U.S.
Everything.
On
the word was everything.
About UFOs. And so we're coming up on it, and now you're starting to see more stories, mm-hmm. more videos
trickling. Lately, it's been like somebody had, you know, when it's about to freeze and you got to open the pipes just a little bit so it doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's yeah. coming out like that right now.
It's starting to you're starting to see it more and more. And I was wondering, is if the algorithm, because I look at it so much, maybe it's just sending me what I want to see, which is, you know, what it does
more.
And but it's not like I was in the kitchen the other day, and I have one of those, like, it's like a little TV in there, just gets over the air signal. So, and it only picked up CBS, and Ellen was on, and she started talking about UFOs, asking the guests about, you know, hey, you know, we're coming up on this thing. And she said, I watched this documentary a few years back that really kind of laid it all out. And it's weird to see how it seems like everyone's on board with this now. And is this going to happen?
Well, it's going to happen. It has to happen. And, you know, I often, and I, again, for those people who, I've said it before, I'll kind of give a little rundown. I don't know if it's aliens from another planet. I really don't. Okay, so think about infrared light. Like, Big D and I had this conversation the other day. Infrared spectrum, we didn't even know it existed. You hold up your remote control, you point it at the TV, and it's invisible, and it changes the channel. That's infrared light. If you have special optics, like goggles or whatever, you can see that light. You can transmit information on that light. It exists. It is there. But we can't see it because we didn't know it was there. But now we know it exists. So think about where that is now with the aliens. Could they have always been here? Could it just be something else that is on a different plane? Almost like ghosts, like, you know, maybe ghosts are possibly connected to the UAPs, UFOs, all that kind of stuff. Like, is it something that we're only now able to recognize and say that this is this? I don't know. Could it be a technological thing?
Well, if you go back and look at pieces of artwork from the beginning of time, there are some that have weird objects that are flying in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could have been here this whole time. You're right. This may not be that we were suddenly contacted 50 years ago. That this could just be we've been, I don't know, visited.
And there's also
this whole
time. There's also the discussion of, was there ever a human population here on Earth before the one that we're in now? I mean, If everything stopped right now and all people disappeared, within just a few thousand years, you would have zero trace that we ever existed. You would have certain things like, you know, like the granite mountains, like Mount Rushmore would probably still be somewhat there. But you don't know. I mean, any kind of volcanic activity could change all that kind of stuff. I mean, any little thing. So there's been a lot of speculation of lost technology. And, you know, you look at like different, I mean, dude, there's Egyptian batteries, like battery
Atlantis.
Technology.
Atlantis. The whole idea of Atlantis.
And they were supposed to be way ahead of mm-hmm. us. So, I mean,
I saw Jason Momoa. That's what he told me.
Yeah.
And where are we seeing a lot of these UAPs originating from?
Around the water.
All around, lot of from the water. Mm-hmm. A lot. I sent to Bubba
Maybe
one.
It's Atlantis after all. Maybe they're just down there. We don't know it.
Yeah. Like
it's like
yeah.
the Gungans.
I understand why people don't care. And
like
I'm going to tell
Gungans
you 100%,
Star
this is the most boring conversation to me. Like, I just don't
because
care.
Because you don't care. I
don't.
That's the weird thing.
And
it's like,
I,
this
part
is
of
the
me
biggest
like,
news
I
for the human
I can't believe
race.
People don't care about this. And then y'all start talking about it, and I go, man, I do not care about this at all. I just
It's one of the biggest questions of human of mankind.
I mean, you know, because I'm so used to the government lying to me, like, you know, whatever.
There is the,
they're not going to tell us anything.
Is
and
there
if
a
they
God,
do,
and is there
I'll
something else out
figure
there?
It out then.
But it's always, is there something else out there? Are we alone, and is there a God? And science is proving now, through quantum physics, that, yes, there is a supreme something out there observing us, because for something to exist, it must be observed. Therefore, it by definition, quantum physics proves that there is an observer. Now, some may say God, some may say whatever, but there is something watching over everything for it to exist. Quantum physics is awesome.
Yeah, and way above my pay grade. So,
Chris, wait, you guys are getting paid?
Yeah,
money.
Chris moved to Florida, so we might need to
we'll
do
make
it
that
over the phone.
Well, we'll make that work, though.
moved to Florida.
Yeah, man. He's taking his beach vacation forever.
Why not? It's,
I have often said,
COVID, go live where you want.
I have often said,
the last
year,
nobody did anything anyway.
People go on vacation to places they wish they lived. Mm-hmm. Why don't you just move?
And there's a lot of places I'd love to vacation that I don't want to live in.
There's a lot of places I'd love to live, but I can't get a job there.
See, and that's the problem with our show is we have to be here for the access to the
industry. You're
telling me.
That is the problem.
Oh, yeah.
No, but that is the problem for me. We have all the we have to be here for the access to the artists and all that kind of stuff. You know, to be able to have like Low Cash come in and do whatever next week and talk aliens. I mean, you have to. That's where we have to be because this is like the industry center. However, if you know, I have my choice, I would be on a beach right now. We would live. Yeah.
Where would you live? Where would you? You go Guam?
Man, I would probably do Puerto Rico. Or maybe the Virgin Islands.
You know, Puerto Rico, man. That's where that video
that's
was.
That's where that one. Yeah, I know.
The UFO.
The craft going over the airport.
Airport and then going back into the water with no splash. It just kind of melts into it. Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Stop it.
What?
No, it's just, I love that Bubba's going to move to a beach and then really one of the driving forces. There's UFOs there, man.
Well,
there's UFOs.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, no, I can't. This is I would live in Europe, though. Like, I would love to live in Paris or Rome or Frankfurt.
You can't. Roads are too narrow. You could never walk down the street.
I'll come back to that.
I love Great Britain, Scotland.
I couldn't go and work. Like, if I was like my brother-in-law who just writes code all day long in a room for 50 hours, I would go live somewhere. Who cares if you live in Paris? You don't speak the language. You can write code and then go. Like, I could get by. But no, if you talk for a living, you know, any kind of job, salesman or doing this or whatever, I couldn't work there. I don't speak the language.
See, that's kind of the barrier in Puerto Rico. Most everything there is Spanish, and my Spanish is horrible. Oh. I can understand it way better than I can speak it.
Side note, though, I remember being in Frankfurt in 2008, I think it was, and looking around, and I'd been there for like 4 or 5 days, and finally realizing, where are all the fat people? I don't see any fat people.
I know.
It's because they walk everywhere, man.
Not people say that. It's not just that. Oh, and the food.
No, it's the same thing with New York City, too. People walk everywhere.
I think they hide them. I'm just saying. I think they have them. They just don't let them out.
There's like one neighborhood.
Fat people are harder to hide. I don't fit behind a pole.
I'm just saying. They're in the basement somewhere. They don't let them out.
When we were in Japan, I thought that the kids were coming up to touch me because of my skin color or something. No, it was because
you're the fattest person they'd ever seen.
They're like, wow.
The two of us walking through that airport, I'll never forget walking through that airport in Tokyo and people looking at us like, oh, is this sumo?
Well, like, what was which one of y'all had the shirt, the t-shirt? I'm not a sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I am. It's in Japanese.
It was in Japanese.
He said, I am not a sumo wrestler. I forgot about that. That was awesome.
Yeah, I wore that around. I am not a sumo wrestler.
When I went, remember that sushi restaurant we went to with it was like the chain?
Yeah.
The train, I mean, and it came, all the sushi came through. I went to the bathroom in that restaurant, and it looked like a child toilet like they have in preschool, like for the little kids to potty train on. Yeah. And it was the full, I'm just looking at it going, how?
What'd you do?
I was only on number one, so it wasn't a problem, you know, but I can only imagine like having to sit on that.
It's like Japanese.
Like for,
Japanese toilets for the win. I'm sorry. They have
not that one.
Most of the places we went to in the bathrooms, they had the little thing that spins around, you know, and gives you a new seat so you don't sit the other person was before. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to put toilet paper down and all that. So this thing would spin around, give you fresh paper to sit on.
Yeah.
Then you had a heated or a warmed seat. And then the bidet was also warm, so you would have the option of cold or warm water to wash your bottom.
Getting the best part of the ones in the airport, at least.
Which ones?
They played music.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and they
had
music
a button
too.
You could play music, so people couldn't hear what else was going on.
Or it could relax you.
Maybe you need a little box.
Those toilets are the greatest.
You know? I appreciate the musical ones because we've been in those bathrooms
where
some people
stuff.
Really should have. Like, what are you? Go home. Go home for that.
But you're in an airport. You can't go home.
Go home.
They're trying to go home.
They're trying to go home.
No, it's in the warm water. Like my bidet at home, my house is old, so the only pipe going into the toilet is cold water. So when I use my bidet, it's always a little woohoo, hey there, all right, clean, feels cold. But the warm ones, I would just sit there. I'd be like, y'all just go about your day.
Look at Carson's face.
I ain't moving.
There are certain things that will never be, that will never leave my propriety senses, and like bathroom talk is one of the.
I know. I get so weird about it.
My bidet has two different nozzles, one for him and one for her.
That's so delightful.
Very nice.
That's delightful. That's delightful.
So, I'm just saying, if people don't have bidets in their homes,
draw her a sketch.
Don't. Please don't. I feel like that's an HR violation. Do not draw Carson a sketch of your bidet.
So. Say this is where it hits, and like have like a boy body.
Okay.
No, seriously. I'm trying to stop you from doing this.
So this is what it's like. It's like that. It's like it looks almost like a Muppet.
Put it up to the camera.
Put it to the camera.
So that's what it is, and so it's got two little nozzles underneath. These are the nozzles, and they spray water up towards your bum and clean stuff.
Okay, when you hold. Okay, where's the back and the front of the.
Okay,
toilet?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll do the back of the toilet.
And just label it for me. I need to.
Back.
Really need to see this.
And little things are. So they're under the seat. You don't see them. They're under the seat. This is like with like the bowl without the seat on it.
Okay.
So it's the back, and these are behind you, and they squirt forward. They squirt forward this way and hit you in your spots.
Okay, so it's actually kind of coming from a side.
No, it comes from the bottom is what I'm saying. It goes like, it's behind you.
Yeah, but it's kind of hitting you. But I'm saying it's kind of hitting you.
No, I just draw bad.
Oh. Okay.
So it hits you right there in the middle.
Yeah, I gotcha. You like it, huh?
Fascinating podcast, isn't
you
it? Like it?
You want to talk about UFOs?
Let's please. Can we talk about what the bidets are like on the UFOs?
Oh, man.
Bidets on UFOs are nice.
Bet they are.
I watched a whole thing on a guy who claims that he was abducted and walked through the whole step of everything that that happened. And I don't know, man. Something to it, man. I don't know. I mean, something's going to happen, though. This next few days, 30 days, is going to be crazy.
We're going to find some insane stuff out. We're going to find out that, no, we're not alone. Is it alien? Is it, something from an optional, a multiverse type situation? Like something
doesn't
from
doesn't it all come to a head on Michael
dimension?
Jackson Death Day?
On what?
On Michael Jackson Death Day? Doesn't it all come
does
to
it?
A head on June 25th?
On my birthday? Hold on.
No, I believe that's the day Michael Jackson died.
I know.
No. That's Farrah Fawcett's.
Farrah Fawcett died.
Right.
Day.
Yeah.
It is. But no, I think it is. It's June 25th, isn't it?
Oh.
What is Disclosure Day?
Man, I don't think it is. I think it's.
Can we all
like
watch Captain EO? Oh my gosh! Way to celebrate the aliens coming. I'm going to watch Michael Jackson as an alien.
Sure.
What day is?
So in.
I'm trying to do Disclosure Day. I'm getting it. People call it Disclosure Day, but they're not actually saying the date. What happens if Disclosure Day arrives?
I'm sitting on Carson's camera. She's guzzling a Diet Coke like she's in college.
Is that what college students drink?
What is Disclosure
Day? Disclosure Day. Unclassified UFOs must be have 180 days. Okay, so we're going to have to do the math on this, aren't we?
Well, what was the day they passed it? Just tell me the day they passed it.
Okay, Rain. Hang on, Rain Man. I'm getting there.
Christmas?
It was.
I am looking, and I can't find the actual date.
I swear we talked about this the other day, and it was June 25th.
Okay, so it's 180 days, and the bill was passed.
This is terrible.
I feel stupid. I don't know. I'm sure everyone has already punted off of that. I don't blame them.
Man, if you're still listening to this podcast,
bless you.
Wow, your remote must be broke. Or your fingers broken.
Yeah, I can't find the actual date. But if it is my birthday, that will be the greatest birthday present ever.
I thought it was June 25th.
Yeah, it's in that.
It's in that range. It's in that area because, yeah, my birthday is exactly halfway to Christmas. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, you're talking your 180s. So.
Anyway, okay.
All right.
Well, all right.
Look. John Brennan, former CIA director, says that these objects that the military is seeing might not be conventional craft, not necessarily from Earth. Okay, so that takes away my time travel theory as well. Because I've always said maybe it's time tourists, like people from the future who are coming back to look at the good old days or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like Jurassic Park for, you know, hyperhumans from the future.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not Jurassic Park at all.
But you know what I mean.
They don't time travel in Jurassic Park.
I know they don't, but I'm saying they come here to go and
they
look at
very impassioned about Jurassic Park. So.
We're the dinosaurs is what I'm saying. So they want to come and look at us. I don't know. Either way, we're going to find out, and we'll find out soon.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing?
I'm turning off my thing because Steve is calling me. Steve from the fire department. I'm a firefighter. I don't know if you guys know that.
You are. All right, we got Jake Owen up. See ya, bye.
Have a guy.
All right.
Yes. For those of you who are listening to the audio version, Jake Owen interview coming up right after the closing jingle. And thank you to O'Reilly Auto Parts, our sponsor. As always, we love you, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have a day. Have
O'Reilly
a day.
Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
See ya, bye.
Have a guy. Bye.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio. Every day, it was the podcast.
Have a guy.
Jake Owen is joining us on the hotline. What up, brother?
What's up? What's up, boys?
You got your diamond hands?
My diamond hands.
Come on.
You're not playing around with the Doge, your dog money?
Nah, man. I don't mess around with that. I'm straight Bitcoin, man. Yeah, I've been in for a while, so I'm. Don't get me started on that. We could have a whole hour conversation on
when did you get in?
Quite some time ago, but it's still like we're at such an incredible time in our lives and in this world that I think people are not fully seeing like what's happening. And even recently, you know, like this whole Elon Musk coming out and talking about, you know, the energy that it takes to mine Bitcoin and things. It's just got so many people scared that, you know, people are missing out right now on something that's going to be huge in the future, I believe.
Yeah. Are you into like NFTs and all? I can't believe we're having this conversation, but like,
that's awesome.
Do you like NFTs or you kind of think it's a silly thing?
No, I mean, I think there's definite market there for people in that space. Just like, you know, right now, what people don't understand is, like, NFT is no different than people that are playing video games that, you know, like kids. Like, for instance, my little daughter, she loves playing this Roblox game, right? And through their parents throwing a little money in the account on iTunes or whatever, you know, you can buy different hats and shirts, and all of a sudden your new character looks like a different character, but that character is your character. You know what I mean? Like, so people are paying money to have their own unique digital persona. And I think that it's the same with like the NFT things. You know, people are just creating digital worth, and digital worth is going to be whatever someone values that as.
Yeah, I find it interesting. Okay, NFTs, non-fungible tokens. Basically, it's like you own something that's virtual/digital, whatever it is, and nobody else can own it unless you sell it to them, and all that kind of stuff through the blockchain is tracked, and it proves that you are the owner of these things, these digital things. Because you know, like with a CD, you know, it's tangible. You can hold it and say, I own this music. Well, there is going to be kind of like that in the future, but it's with these digital tokens.
Well, if you think about it, back in the day, going like 10 years ago or so, there's a rap group called Wu-Tang Clan. I'm sure a lot of people are familiar with. They made an album that they only had one copy of that album made, and some guy spent like over $1 million on this album, and that guy owns that album. That guy actually went to prison because he's for money laundering or whatever. But there's a lot of people that are fans out there that are super mad that they never got to hear this album that this one guy owned, correct? So my purpose of saying that is I think there's a big possibility for artists out there. Let's just say like myself or anyone. I mean, let's say someone's a big, you know, whatever, Eric Church fan or whoever that says, you know what, I'm willing to pay X amount for Eric Church to go in and record, or Jake Owen or whoever, to go in and record an album of these songs that they want. You know what I mean? Like, what are they willing to pay for? Right now, as artists, we're making albums and just putting it out there for people to gravitate for. But what if one individual is like, I'm willing to pay X amount for Eric Church or Alan Jackson or whoever to make an album exactly the way they want it? Like, oh, I heard Eric Church one time cover I've heard Eric cover that song, you know, Chevy Van or whatever back in the day, but maybe he never put it on an album. I don't know. So someone can say, it's like making your own mixtape, right? Like, yeah. Let's say you saw me cover a Waylon song back in the day, but I never released it. But you could, you know, go in and record that, and then that one person owns that song.
Could you also do that? Jake, I'm sorry to interrupt, but could you also do that with some of the stuff that never made it onto your own albums?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know how many songs that I've written over the years that I've played live and just never made albums that fans all the time are asking? They're like, Jake, why won't you record this song? Blah, blah, blah. Well, maybe it's not, maybe to me or other artists, that song isn't worthy enough for a entire album because it doesn't make sense. Like a lot of songs I've written in my career, it just didn't make sense at the time to put that song on a certain album because it didn't fit with the other songs on that album. It doesn't mean it's not a good song. But those fans out there, I feel like now I have the opportunity to say, well, hey, record that song. Like, I'll buy that song.
So for the super fans.
And that super fan owns the only version of me playing that one song that they loved. And then if somebody else out there wants that, then they pay that person for a version of that song. And every time that version of that song is sold, the original creator, being me, or whoever, is also compensated for that. So anyway, I had no idea we were going to get into it.
Yeah, man.
Talk.
Hey, how much would you charge? How much would it cost to cut the song I wrote about the time Bubba stole my microwave popcorn?
Exactly, man. I mean, like, there's people out there that, like, what would someone like, everybody talks about, man, Chris Stapleton could sing the alphabet and it would sound good. It's like, okay, what's it going to cost for Chris Stapleton to sing A, B, C, D? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you're the guy that owns Chris Stapleton singing A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
I mean,
it's
up for grabs.
Well,
it's the future, and whether you like it or not, whether you even get it or not, it's where we're at and it's where we're going for sure.
Man, I know you're excited to get out on the road and do some touring, and been kind of following up on your kind of COVID life, and congrats on of course, getting engaged and all that. But do we have a date yet on the marriage wedding?
No date yet. For the wedding, no date yet, because we were just kind of waiting for the world to get back to normal.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't say that it fully is yet. You know what I mean? So we just want to make sure that when it's time for us to get married, like we're not still worried about, you know, things or people feeling uncomfortable. So we're gonna do it. We're just, you know, we've been together for a while, so we're not ready.
Sure. Sure.
We got a pretty ring on her finger, and we got a beautiful little girl.
Saw that. How much you pay for that ring?
About $25.
Yeah, it looked like it.
She doesn't know that it's like one of the, you know, big old
we know. Yeah, we know all about it. Do you think she went and had it appraised?
Yes.
Behind your back?
Yes. Her girlfriend's made her.
Did she? You know she did.
No. She didn't do that.
All right. Okay. All right.
You should have just got her an NFT of a ring.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, right? Like, It's a digital ring, baby. I promise. It's
oh my gosh! Wait a minute, Jake Owen. We just came up with something right here on the show. NFT wedding rings. And this way, you don't actually have to wear the physical ring. You own the virtual digital ring.
That's right. I mean, there's all different possibilities.
All right, we're getting. Bubba's so excited about
this. Dude,
Bubba's like, what is happening right now?
I'm writing this down right now. I'm going to take notes, and we're starting this. I'm going crazy on this today.
So what's the touring look like for you this summer?
Well, I was out 2019 starting an acoustic tour called the Tiki Tonk Tour, which was really special for me because I've always been a guy that just loves to grab my guitar by myself and play songs for people. That's how I kind of started. And so we had this acoustic tour starting early 2019, playing a lot of little theaters and it was awesome and people were really enjoying it. And then all of a sudden that got shut down. So since then I have not played a show. And, so this weekend will be my first time back. And then we're going to hopefully go through, the fall, pretty steadily on the weekends playing shows. So I'm just excited. I could care less if I was playing for 2 people or 200 or 20,000. Mm-hmm. I'm just ready to play some songs and feel what it feels like again to, sit on stage and hear, you know, hear people enjoying themselves.
For sure. Well, congrats, man, on Made for You and the number one. It's what, a couple of weeks now. That's awesome. Congrats. And we can't wait to get you in this back in the studio in person, brother.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it and seeing you guys. It's been a while, man. So I always appreciate the years that you've helped support me and you've always had me on your show. And I really do appreciate that. It's been pretty cool this last album to have 3 number ones in that top 5, kind of get my momentum going, especially in a time where it seemed like a lot of things were stalling. So I'm very, very thankful for you guys, man, for helping me spread the word and playing my tunes. It's a big deal.
We actually reminisced earlier. We did a live rewind where we kind of play old performances from in the studio. It was you back when Yeehaw and Starting With Me and all that. It was really, really cool to hear all that from back in the early Jake days. So it's cool.
Golly, man. Pretty wild. Yeah, we're just getting younger, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Thank you, Jake. Take care, man.
See you guys. Appreciate y'all, man.
See you. Bye-bye.
Have a good night.